I'm excited about my two guests in front of the microphone right now. Ned Hayes, who I've had on the air a couple of times, or at least once before, and Christian Carvajal.
Good morning, Dick. Good to be here.
And they're both here, and Ned is very adamant. He says, Dick, we want to talk about Ole Arts.
Thanks for having us here to talk about Ole Arts.
Ned, I do have to ask you some of your background, though. I know you work for a major technology company, and you're up on the ranks on that. But your real passion is writing, and your newest book is Eagle Tree. Right?
Correct. And the book had an enormous success, both in Olympia and across the U.S., and we just sold some foreign rights to other countries as well.
You've sold over 100,000 copies since it came out in April.
Right. I was really happy to have it acquired by a major publisher, and then to get the kind of attention it's gotten in the press. And in fact, from the royalties from that book, the book is based in Olympia, I decided to reinvest in Olympia. So all the royalties I'm really putting into launching the publication that you're holding.
And I do want to get the Eagle Tree. I haven't obtained a copy yet by Ned Hayes, but I plan to and will read it.
Well, it's available at Orca Books and at Browser Books and any other bookstore in the U.S.
All right. And Christian Carvajal, you're a wannabe author, right?
I mean, no, I'm an author.
You are?
I'm a wannabe millionaire.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. So. And you're from Olympia.
Actually, I've only lived in Olympia about 8 years. I'm originally from Los Angeles, but I spent my formative years in Oklahoma.
Okay, so what brought you to Olympia?
Olympia did. My mom had already moved here, and she loved the city. She loved being this close to beautiful evergreen nature, and I had come out a few times to visit her, and I was really taken with the place. And I was living in a small college town in Oklahoma, and the opportunities there were not as extensive as they were here. So I moved here in early 2008, and it's the best place I've ever lived.
And even though your name is Christian Carvajal, Ned, and even your wife, I guess, they call you Carve?
Yes. Yes, okay. It's a mixed blessing. People have called me Carve since high school, and it's how I'm often introduced to people, but it sounds like the name of a pro wrestler or something, so people think I'm trying to be a little more aggro than I really am.
All right. Well, you've teamed up with Ned. You are the editor, and Ned is the publisher of a new publication in Olympia called Ole Arts. And Ned, I'll let you explain that. Is this sort of a hobby of yours? Because you are a successful author. I've had a lot of authors on the show, but none that have sold 100,000 copies of their book and still climbing?
Sure. Well, as Carve just said, we both agree that Olympia is the best place ever, and we love the arts and culture scene here. Theater, visual arts, books, film. It's amazing the arts that we have here in Olympia, and we both felt that this deserved a spotlight. There's not enough coverage of the wonderful theater here in town. There's not enough coverage of all of the authors and writers and poets and painters that we have. And so, as I said, I've been fortunate to be able to invest in Olympia, and this is really an investment in the artist in Olympia, uniting the different artistic communities, bringing a spotlight to all of the undiscovered treasures of Olympia. And we launched this summer, and we've been fortunate to be able to hand distribute with a team that we hire to distribute at events, 10,000 copies already in the first month of publication. So there's a real appetite for a publication that will show people where they want to go, what they want to experience, what shows to see. And so we try to cover everything artistic, both in our print publication, our online site, olearts.com, our Facebook page, and our weekly newsletter. So if you'd like to get on the email newsletter, we publish every single day something on Ole Arts.
Well, you say 10,000 copies. I'm holding a copy in my hand right now. You brought in a whole stack, which we'll leave on Jennifer's desk out front.
This is the last remaining stack from our summer distribution. So you're very fortunate to have it, Dick.
So you're going to come out 4 times a year?
That's the plan, and we'll probably have a special edition in the middle somewhere. So the quarterly publication, we're going to wrap up everything we cover online and all of the previews of upcoming events and put that into a print version. The first print version is somewhat short because we wanted to find out if people were interested, and it turns out there's an exploding interest in the arts.
Way
Olympia.
More than we expected, honestly.
Yes.
I'm looking for ads. I see a Hands-On Children's Museum ad and a few smaller ads. The whole back page, the center, that's an ad too, right?
Right, right. The Washington Center for the Performing Arts was one of our first big supporters. And we're also fortunate to have support from all the local theaters. All of them said they were really interested in supporting this publication and local bookstores. And even the mayor put an ad in from her local business.
Viva la.
Correct.
because of the nature of the publication and what our mission statement is, we're finding that it's not just a client relationship with these folks, because we all have the same intent, which is to get this message out. And so they really become partners with us in a way that is sort of unusual for a publication of this nature. You know, Ned and I have both been very active in the arts community. Ned has been and is on the boards of several arts organizations in town. I've been an actor and director in town since the day I got here. But one of the things that has been amazing to me about this project is not just the really staggering level of interest. And we actually went through our entire supply, our first print run of this magazine, about a month faster than we thought we would.
Right.
And, you know, as Ned said, every day we get contacted about something. Even for people who were very active in the scene, I think it is continuously surprising to us how many events we would not have known about had people not approached us for promotional reasons or just to work with us on the magazine. And there's way more going on in town than it's been easy to keep up with thus far. So that's sort of what we're here to do, is put all these things in one place, get these organizations talking to each other and about each other, and to help build this arts community.
Well, Carve, you kind of said there's more going on than you can keep up with. Now, you came to Olympia partly while your mother was here.
That's right, yeah.
But you came here because of the arts. Olympia is known for its, maybe not known as well as it should be, for its arts.
Well, it's certainly known as a music town, you know, not just in Washington, but across the country. This was the spiritual center of grunge, obviously. And, you know, people know about the music, and there's plenty of that. And, you know, we're going to be expanding our coverage of live music. We have plenty now. There's always a show going on. But I came at it through theater. My MFA is in theater directing, and I had worked a lot with organizations, but I wasn't beholden to any one company. So I'd worked with most of the companies in town. And it was always amazing to me how sort of separate their patron base is. Part of what we're trying to do is what I call Ashland North, which is to build a community that is known for an interrelated set of arts organizations, so that we all know what everybody else is doing, and we see it as a rising tide lifting all ships, rather than, oh, I've got to position myself against that show. It becomes more about presenting what the town has to offer as a whole, rather than vying with each other, which unfortunately is sometimes the case.
Now, the issue that I'm holding in my hands, looking at the cover, says highlights this summer. It says summer theater, music in the park, Capitol Lake Fair, storytelling and visual arts. And Ned, there's a whole lot in this magazine, which is about how many pages do we have?
Well, for the summer edition, it's 16 pages. For the fall edition, we're approximately going to double the print edition. But as I said, we're a multi-platform publication. So we're online every day. We have new updates. We have now hundreds of ongoing subscribers to our weekly email newsletter. And that's also been very surprising. I was astounded to look at our numbers and realize that hundreds of people had already subscribed because they wanted to be updated on upcoming events in the arts.
Maybe I should ask Carve this question. How are you going to keep up with it all? Is this kind of a growing experience? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, yes, exactly. That's right. I don't think it would be fair for us to paint this as a two-man operation, although heaven knows we work hard enough. But we have also, in addition to our street team of distributors, we've hired some of the best arts writers in town. Are we up to 10 writers now? Yeah, we just sent out our assignments for the fall issue yesterday. People who know this community, who love this community, who have connections that maybe we don't to other arts organizations in town. It is absolutely a lot of work, but it is a labor of love. It is a labor of passion, and it's something we care about very deeply, and every day brings a new joy working on it. I had the experience for 5 years of being a theater critic in the South Sound, and I think that's a very important job. But this is the flip side of that. This is just plain waving my pom-poms and saying, look at how amazing this stuff is. Look at what's happening 100 yards away from your apartment right now. And getting some of these folks to kind of look at each other with new appreciation has been really fun and really rewarding. And it does make the work fly by.
I just glanced at my producer, who's pretty soon going to tell me I'm running out of time, but she was nodding in agreement. She's a performer herself, and her guitar is right by your left shoulder there, Carve. And there are a lot of smaller venues that I'm running into more and more. I would call them almost basement-type performances.
Right. Yeah.
And I've run into these on occasion. There might be a jazz concert going on, and it's just in somebody's house.
Right. So to me, that speaks to the kind of burgeoning scene in Olympia in every art form. So there are so many theaters in town, for example, that now there are experimental kind of basement theaters or bands rehearsing here and there. So that gives birth to much more professional art. Over time, all those things grow. People get an audience. We want to put the megaphone in their hands, put the spotlight on them. So
that's amazing.
Just to back up a little bit, I came to this because I have a background in publications. I worked as a journalist, as a publications manager 20 years ago, and putting together this publication takes me back to my roots. I was the project manager for the original version of C-SPAN Online and the original Wizards of the Coast and Microsoft websites. And for me, it's great to kind of put my hands back in a publication and have something real in people's hands. It takes me all the way back to publications that were hyper-local, really focused on a local audience.
And all right, we're running out of time.
Arts is. Okay.
Ned, do you play an instrument? Do you sing, perform? Is music your thing?
I'm not going to perform on there here. But I do love the arts in all forms, and I've participated in many of them. And
my wife is the opera singer. I'll let her handle that.
You guys are both enriching the capital city here, and I want to thank you for coming here. And I'm sure Jennifer would be glad to get rid of the big stack, not too big, but a stack of Ole Arts. And if there are any listeners, you're invited to come into the Mix 96.1 studio.
Of them. It's lovely of you to have us.
Yeah, and Jennifer, I'm sure, will be happy to distribute them for free.
The fall edition will be available in September. We'll have our Ole Arts street team distributing printed copies to people who are interested. So if you're interested, look for our Ole Arts t-shirts on the street, and we'll be distributing during Arts Walk and prior to that.
And look anytime, of course, at olearts.org or .com. We hope you'll bookmark that. We update that daily.
Time went by so fast. Ned Hayes, publisher, and Christian Carvajal, thank you for being on It's Your Community this morning, and I wish you the best on your publication, Ole Arts.
Thank you, Dick.
Next week on It's Your Community, my guests will be Andrew Goldstein with Emerald City Music and Amy Buckley, senior planner for the City of Olympia. I'm Dick Poost. Thanks for listening.
It's Your Community is produced locally at Mix 96.1 Studios in downtown Olympia by producer Jennifer Mathis and Dick Poost. It airs Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Previous episodes are available online at mix96.com.